2020 is a milestone, it needed to happen. For some people, it benefited them in terms of getting closer to their families, getting time to think, realizing that nothing is permanent, taking life one day at a time, realizing that, sometimes you take for granted the good things that happen to you and always look at the glass half empty instead of half full, not realizing that, you had it nice before 2020. For me, 2020 was a learning curve. 2020 was a year for me to... I mean, I've always been a praying person. I've always been someone that would have put something away for a rainy day. You know, this rainy day ended up being COVID-19. 2020 was a trying year. Because a lot of the things that you anticipated at the start of the year, I started my year in the Virgin Islands for their New Year. I started New Year's in St. Thomas. Sorry, I started New Year in St. John, and then I went to St. Croix for their carnival. I actually got back to Trinidad on the 6th of January, and then went through carnival, and then COVID-19 happened, and then all my shows I had to cancel. Which was the high point for me. It's like, okay, carnival is over and we're going to tour here, there and everywhere. And then a drastic reality came and it's like, okay, nothing is happening. You're home every day. You're watching TV. You're gaining weight. You're not performing for your fans. Everything is... My whole world was turned upside down. But it was also a learning experience for me. And an appreciative time, because you appreciate... listening to your grandmother and putting away something for a rainy day. You appreciate the time that you spend with family. You appreciate the fact that, you have life, because so many people are gone. Some you know, some you don't know. So many countries have suffered from COVID-19's aftermath more than Trinidad and Tobago. Even though we think that we, as a Caribbean island, had it real bad in terms of the infections and the death rate, but I think our government more or less, did well, especially in the early period, to handle it. So 2020 has been trying, but it has been informative and it's been a needed rest for some, like myself. Yes, entertainment suffered. Yes, we suffered. But I think every entertainer can look at it and think of, okay, what did I gain or what did I learn from COVID-19? I'm glad that it's coming to an end. I don't think that it's going to be much better in the early part of 2021, but I am grateful that I made it through another year. I am grateful that 2021 is coming on the heels of a vaccine, one that I am not excited to take just yet, but at least it's progress. For 2021, I wish that, I hope for the same things I always wish for. A fantastic year, a year of progress and prosperity. Usually I would say a great carnival season. We haven't really stopped making music, so I can still wish for a great carnival season in terms of having good music. Music that is going to, keep people entertained, and music that is going to inspire and, make people forget the problems and the worries. In this case, COVID-19. All right. 2021, I really hope that we are rid of COVID-19. Granted, some people don't want to take the vaccine, me being one of them, but I cannot say that I will never take the vaccine. My problem is just vaccines on the whole. I don't like taking vaccines, but I really want to see the progress of the vaccination and the inoculation. I want to see what happens first before I do it, but I'm not saying that I would never take it. I really hope that carnival could be postponed instead of it being cancelled. But I believe that the foresight of our government is that it's going to take us half a year to get a handle on things. And then by then, we'll be planning for Christmas, So my hope for Trinidad and Tobago is that we continue being safe. My hope for Trinidad and Tobago is that we continue being optimistic. My hope for Trinidad and Tobago is that we continue to support each other, whether emotionally, physically, or otherwise, because there are many of us doing charities in silence that, nobody knows about. my hope for Trinidad and Tobago is that we continue to be a productive country despite all odds, and an example to the rest of the third world considered, because I don't think we're third world, but people consider us a third world, that we continue to inspire other third world nations on how to handle COVID-19, and how to handle, you know, as a people, to just be happy. Trinidadians are happy people.